Recently, I have been told that 3-minute English is not 3 minutes long. Well, that's true, I guess. Lately, it's been quite a bit longer than 3 minutes. So, I'm not going to make any promises, but I'll try to keep the episodes just a little closer to 3 minutes long.
I'll try.
Today, let me just ask you a question that somebody recently asked me. What is the difference between write up and write down?
Huh?
Did you know that there is a difference?
I'm Paul Preston.
From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English about English for English learners. Write up and write down are two phrasal verbs that give the listener some idea about how or why something has been written. They might sound like opposites. After all, up and down are certainly opposites. But actually, their meanings are closely related. Let's begin by considering write down. To write something down has the nuance or feeling of recording something. That is, you are writing it to remember it or to make a record of it. I remember back in college, I would often write down important facts in my notes. But when the test time came, I wouldn't pass anyway, because I couldn't read my poor handwriting. When I write something up, I give the nuance that I am preparing it. The idea here is that something is being written to cause action, or perhaps it was written as the result of action.
What?
For example, in a sales office, the sales reps often write up orders for customers. Probably in your office, somebody will have to write up the minutes of a meeting.
Oh, no!
So, when you go to a restaurant and the waiter takes your order, does he write it down or does he write the order up? Well, that's kind of a trick question. This is one of the many examples where both are acceptable. If he writes it down, he is making a record of it, and if he writes it up, he is beginning the preparation of your order.
Ooh.
He's probably doing both simultaneously. So, in this case, both write up and write down would be acceptable. Listen for the usage of these two phrasal verbs and see what is meant in each case. Use them yourself in the appropriate situations. If you use these verbs correctly, your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at ventureenglish.com and leave a comment. Or you can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
I'm Paul Preston.
This has been 3-Minute English.